Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the CandleShare podcast. Today I'm going to be showing you how to undelete messages that you've just deleted when you're using Gmail or Google Mail. There are two ways to interface with Gmail. You can either interface with it using your web browser, such as Internet Explorer or Firefox, or an email client, which is my preferred method. I use both Microsoft Outlook and the Mac Mail client. I'm not going to go into the finer points of how email clients and servers interface and various parameters that are used to make the magic happen. Let me just keep it simple and say that one of the things I like to do is have the ability that even though when I'm using my mail client, I press the delete key when I'm done reading a message, and I can still have the option of undeleting it. Because sometimes I get a little heavy-handed with that delete button. In Gmail or Google Mail, this can be a bit of a challenge at first. At least it used to be, and that is a simple solution. The following instructions are for those of us who are using an IMAP interface with Gmail. Okay, so here we go. Just setting up IMAP on Gmail is very simple. You create a Gmail account. You go to the website, which is mail.google.com. You either log in or create an account, and assuming you have that done, you would only really use this IMAP or POP3 service if you're going to be accessing your mail with using an email client. If you're just going to be pointing to your Gmail account on the web, this is completely irrelevant. Okay, so let's assume now that you want to use either Outlook, Windows Mail, or the Mac Mail client. So again, you're going to log into your account, click on Settings, and then you will find another link or button that is labeled forward and POP/IMAP. Click on that and you will either enable, you can enable them both. I only have the IMAP service enabled. And that is where you think it would end. Although what people have been noticing, and I've seen some of this, it just happened to me obviously, is whenever I was accessing my messages that were coming from Google, such as through Google Groups, email lists, things like that. When I deleted a message, I could not undelete it. Sometimes it would work on the Mac Mail client, but it wasn't consistent. That is because when you press the delete using Gmail, it is automatically, immediately expunged. The word really we use here, I use the word delete, but it's really talking about expunging it. When you want to remove a message from your client, there are two things happening. You're marking it for deletion, and then you expunge it. And that can either be a two-step process or happen all at once. And the default for Google Mail is to have it happen at once. So when you press delete on your Macintosh or on your Windows PC, boom, it's gone. But if you don't want that to happen, here's what you're going to do. We've gone into our, logged into our Gmail account. You go to Settings. You're going to click on the link that says Labs, the Google Labs, L-A-B-S. That's going to bring up a list of services that you can enable. You want to find the service that is called Advanced IMAP Controls. And it's got the author's name there. I think it says by Jamie N. Okay, when you find this service, you will also see a radio button that you can enable. It says disabled and enable. The default, of course, is disabled. We want to enable it. Once that's done, go back to your forward POP/IMAP button or link. Once that screen appears, you will now see near the center or bottom of your display screen some controls that you didn't have before you enabled this service. There's really, looks like there's three headings. The first one says auto expunge. Under this section, there are two choices. Immediately expunge messages when I mark them as deleted in IMAP. And that really is the default one. That means when you press the delete button in your mail client, they're gone. You cannot get them back. So obviously we don't want to leave it on that setting. The next choice is do not automatically expunge messages. And this is the one you want to select. Let's look at the next section. It says, when a message is expunged from the last visible IMAP folder. Yeah, I didn't touch this option. It said you got three choices. Archive the message, move the message to the trash, immediately delete the message forever. Now, I think I just left mine, I don't think I checked. I think I just left mine, set to immediately delete the message forever. Yes, that's what I have mine set to. And then the final section of this new service is folder sizes, and just leave it set so that there are no limits. And that's all there is to it. It's really that simple. Now, save your settings, of course. So when you return to your mail client, delete a message, and then, if you choose to, you can immediately undelete it. Nice, eh? Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.